podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I'm going to make a note for us to talk about maybe on the show tomorrow because I was stumbled across this article. It's essentially titled 10 Things You Should Not Own After Age 30.
A beanbag chair.
That's on the list.
No way. I kind of want a beanbag chair.
Katie has been talking about beanbag chairs for about 3 weeks now.
Like one of those love sack ones, too. Those giant ones.
Yeah. It's like living. Being in a womb.
That's living.
Nothing's like being in a womb.
Tell me about it.
So maybe we'll leave
it. That's funny, man.
Because I'm slightly over 30, but I thought, I wonder if I still own some of these.
I bet I have more than
posters. Is a poster on the wall?
Well, unframed posters. Do you want to go through the whole list
now? Let's do that. Jeremy and Dom don't say I love you to one another, and I think that they should. Bam! Conversation done.
We can still talk about that.
We'll talk about both. I'll start with the 10 things you should not own after age 30. So now everybody has to be honest, and our listeners have to be honest too.
All right.
If you have these. Number one on the list is unframed posters. You know, you do when you're a kid, you take the posters and you pin them up on the wall.
Right.
If you're 34 years old and you still have posters just pinned on your wall.
I do believe you just put one up in your garage, right, Em?
I just put three up in my garage, Jeremy.
So does the garage count?
Does the garage count?
I think you'll get a hall pass. You'll get a garage pass.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I think that's a cool place to have them.
Yeah.
Okay. I think they're talking about in your dining room.
Oh, no, no,
not
no.
Not cool.
And one of my garage posters that I just put up, Dom, is The Princess Bride.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Number two, things you should not have in your house after you turn 30, trophies from high school.
We got those.
Well,
mine
aren't from high school. They're from preschool.
That's even worse.
Oh, God. Number three on the list is too much IKEA furniture. They say one or two things is okay, but if your entire house is IKEA, you are juvenile.
Yeah.
No. Number four, a collection of shot glasses.
I have that.
Crap, I am striking out.
I got a ton of shot glasses.
You guys are children.
They're not displayed, though. I guess they're in a cabinet.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
I guess if they're displayed, that's super.
I'm not cutting any slack
douchey.
For that. Number five. You know it is, really.
It is.
I have one. I got it in Florida, and it's... Never mind. I can't.
What else is slightly douchey is when you go to the places, your destinations, and you get a shot glass from every destination you've been.
That's
I think
a thing.
That's cheesy.
That's such a thing.
That's really cheesy.
Well, how about the guy who then takes them and he stacks them kind of like a pyramid, you know, builds the shot glasses up.
Oh, that guy.
Really. I always want to just pull one of those bottom ones out.
Shove it over.
Number five, a lava lamp. Whatever.
That's a cool.
Number six, a huge shelf full of DVDs.
Why?
It does look a little silly in a house.
It looks collegey.
That's my entertainment center.
Put it away somewhere. This is really going to piss off a lot of the women who listen to our show. Picture frames with inspirational messages on them like live, love, laugh.
I went through after we got married and I threw every one of those away that Nicole had.
That's not your job to throw away her stuff.
Yes, it is. Yours, mine, ours.
According to the experts, one or two is okay, but not 20.
Inspirational
message picture frames.
Mine's not inspirational. It says, wine, it's how classy people get drunk.
Throw it away.
Number eight, a beanbag chair. We've already covered that.
Yes, Jeremy.
Number nine, glow-in-the-dark stars that go on your ceiling.
Oh, I used to have those.
Me too.
Where did they go?
I had little planets, little shooting stars.
You do a big dipper, a little dipper.
Unless they're in your child's bedroom. I had a girlfriend who once gave me those, and she was very sweet, and I have to admit, I almost put them up. And her thing was, you have trouble sleeping. This might really help you. Put these up there.
Yeah,
it's all glow-in-the-dark stuff.
I want to get some. Where's a Spencer's gift? Do they exist?
And number 10 on the list of the things you should not own after age 30, fake plants.
Why?
By the time you're 30, you should be able to keep a real plant alive. I say amen to that. I've got a ficus tree I've kept for 24 years.
Those are all pretty good.
So that's funny. Jeremy has been on this show with me for over 11 years now, and... Emily has been here for like 3.5 years on our show, and Chris off and on for about 19 years or something.
11.
She kind of comes and goes. Chris is kind of like, I'll be here for a while. No, I'm leaving. And then she comes back.
See, I need a break.
Psych.
Need a break from you guys. But I know, but Jeremy and I have worked together long enough that he's become a relatively good friend of mine, even though I do still bust out the shut up Jeremy as often as possible.
As you should.
Emily was asking us why we don't say I love you to
It was
each
like
other.
Out of nowhere in the office the other day. We're sitting around just BSing, and she's like, you guys have never said I love you to each other, have you?
Well, it was because you had your boys' weekend, Dom, recently, and all your friends that you've known since high school.
Right.
And maybe some health problems. You guys are kind of getting up there in age. And I said, when you guys said goodbye, you said I love you to all your friends, right? And you were like, we did the man hug. And then I was like, how about Jeremy? How about your the twinkle in your eye?
Shut up.
No.
And you guys you tell me.
It's not
that
necessary.
That is one of the entertaining differences between men and women is that when a group of women get together, there's a lot of I love yous that come flowing
constant,
out.
Constant, man.
A lot of I love yous. And I don't do that with my...
I mean, we show our affection...
Once in a while. Every once in a while, like my good buddy Milo, every once in a while that'll come out. Hey, love you, man. Like, but you got to add the man.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
Love you, man.
Or bro.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
pretty.
We'll do that. Right. Not with somebody that I see every day like Jeremy, but somebody like Milo. Every
it's like we affectionately say dirty things to each other. I think it's a different type of...
And that's code for love?
For like, affection, for man affection.
You know what we say on this show? We kid because we love.
Nicole does that same thing. It's like whenever she's on the phone with a girlfriend or leaves a girlfriend, it's like, I love you, girl. Oh, I love you, too. Mm-hmm. I love you. You say that to all your girlfriends? You love them?
Of course.
Do they say it back to you?
Yeah, it's like, okay, love you, bye.
So you guys love each other?
We sure do.
You just moved this weekend. How many of your friends helped you move?
Well, that's a different story.
Don't love you too much now, do they, Emily?
Okay, like you until you move. Bye.
Okay.
You know, that is a great point. All these girlfriends who supposedly love you, not
I love you.
One
love,
of them
can you help me move?
I didn't ask anybody to help me move because I don't want to return the favor when they move. I'm not helping them move. I love you, but I won't help you move.
They all knew you were moving. The whole universe knew you were moving.
They didn't talk to you for a week before, probably.
Actually, you have a good point. Where are these bitches?
It's a bunch of insincere love.
That's
being
what it is.
Around.
I think it loses its punch. It's not
There's
special.
There's no more potency after
all.
All
right, I get it. You know, if it's just a knee-jerk reaction, K, love you, bye. But like once a year, you two can express that you genuinely, without making a fart noise or talking about boobies, say that you love each other.
Love boobies.
See, I get it. I feel like a tick about to pop. I really want you two to say I love you.
It's weird. We don't need to.
What if driving home, Jeremy gets in a fatal car crash?
Uh-huh.
And the last thing you said to him was, "Kay, bye, beep," like, you know, bad word.
Yeah, F word.
I will know that he walked out of this radio station knowing that I cared about him because I did call him such a foul name.
Right.
But sometimes I think you mean it. Sometimes you have bad days. Sometimes I really think you're saying
the F
word.
That is true, too. That is true,
and you're
too.
And you're not.
11 years, Emily.
I bet in 11 years, there's probably been a total of like 6 times that I've really been upset with him. Other than that, no. If I'm calling him a foul name or a foul word, that's showing that I care.
Well, then why not just show that you care?
That's
how he does it. If you're saying it with an F-bomb.
Why do so many people want men to be just like women? Why don't we say viva la différence? Why don't we be glad that women act a certain way and that guys act another way?
I don't want you to
differences.
Act like a woman. I want you to just... It feels so good to express love. It really does.
But we do express it. We just don't say, I love you. We do express it. It's just a different way of expression. Fist bump or a joke about his junk or something. That is love for us.
In prison?
Junk love.
Junk
it's
jokes
junk
are
love.
Junk jokes are terrific.
Right.
All right. Do you think?
It's okay.
My little part of my heart breaks for
don't,
you.
Don't. Just don't.
Your fart faces. All right.
Don't.
Go ahead.
We're fine.
Really?
Yes.
Will you guys kiss right now for me, please?
Oh, my God. What?
Kiss.
What is going on this show?
Just love each other. It feels good.
We don't even love you right now.
So. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.